Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, host and founder of The Coach Jenny. I'm honored to be here today to be your personal growth coach. I believe that each day that we can live with intention, laugh just a little more, and learn something new. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Welcome back, everybody, to the podcast. I am so excited that you're here. So what is new and exciting with you? So yeah, over 1,000 likes, listeners, and all that fun jazz. It's just been a crazy fun couple weeks. But yeah, what's up? What's going on? But today I want to talk about something a little out of character for me, but not really, but I guess out of character for this podcast. As you may know, that health and fitness is kind of my jam, but I usually don't give health, wellness, fitness advice as often as I probably should. But this month in the Goddess Sisterhood, the ladies voted on having Health and Wellness Month. And I was like, hell yeah, this is my jam. This is my stuff that I love to talk about. So this month it is. This month we talked all about, well, actually it's only the first week, but we talked all about nutrition. Yeah, nutrition and tips and tricks. And I just wanted to tell you just a few things that are on my mind about nutrition. First of all, I know you're going to ask me the question, girl, are you even certified to tell me these tips and tricks? Yes, I am. I am not a registered dietitian. I am not a doctor. I am not anybody that has crazy credentials, but I am a certified nutrition wellness consultant for the last 13 years. Yeah, so I do have that kind of credential, and I do stay up with all the trends with nutrition. But the tips that I'm going to give you are all just general tips and tricks about nutrition and overall health. So let's get started. So the first one, number one, get a yearly physical. I know I preach this all the time. You won't know if you have any health conditions until you have some blood work or talk to your family doctor about some health and wellness issues. I just went to my family doctor this Monday and had my mammogram this past Friday. Yes, I take care of my body because I need to. I'm getting older. I'm 44 years old, and these are things that I do every year. I also have my yearly GYN exam because I'm a lady. These are things that we need to do. So when I had my yearly exam, I talked to the doctor about my thyroid concerns, how I'm working with my diet nutritionist, and how I am feeling overall, my health concerns, anything else that I have that I'm actually scheduling an appointment with an allergist coming up next month because I'm having some food issues. I want to know what's going on with my body. I'm not one to run to the doctor every time something's wrong, but you know what? Every 7 years, your body changes just the least little bit. And you know what? It's kind of nice to know what's up, what's going on. So that's why I am going to an allergist. Number two, chart your food, recognize some behaviors. All right, you're probably asking, oh, this is a little bit of woo-woo stuff. No, it's not. I always tell my clients, especially this month when we're into this health and wellness month, download an app. Half of them are free. Yes, you don't even need to pay for Lose It, MyFitnessPal, Carb Manager, whatever you choose to do. Download an app, spend a week, and chart everything that goes into your mouth. Waters, fluids, your sodas, your cheeseburgers, your candies, everything. Because you're going to find out behaviors that you're probably not gonna like. I learned that after dinner, I have a sweet tooth and I love my ice creams, my cakes, my cookies, whatever, because I felt like after dinner and I cleaned up all the dishes that Jenny deserved a treat, like as if I'm a dog. Yeah, I learned this behavior. So it's kind of interesting to recognize some kind of eating habits. So definitely chart your foods. You're going to be interestingly surprised. Number three, drink more water. In general, drink more water. Yes, I am sponsored by Hydro Jug, and you definitely see my gigantic water bottle. But I absolutely love it. There's days that I love cold water, and I'll put ice cubes in it, and I drink cold water like there's no tomorrow. But then there's other days that I drink room temperature water. There's days that I love hot tea. There's days that I drink flavored water and I put lemon or limes in it or whatever. Drink more water. You should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water. So if you're 200 pounds, you should be drinking at least 100 ounces of water. I know, that's a lot of water. So I'm not saying it's a prescription. I'm saying that's a guideline. Number four. Movement is the key to success. You need to move your body. I don't care if it's going up and down the steps versus an elevator. I don't care if it's taking the dog for a walk. I don't care if it's walking around the block to wave at your neighbors as if you're the princess of the United States. Get moving. Move, move, move. We need to move more. As Americans, we are just very sedentary. And movement is the key. It's going to help keep those joints more just not stiff. I know that's not good English, dear Lord, but movement helps those joints prevent stiffness. And yeah. I totally feel this when I am sitting for long periods of times at my desk, that I feel super stiff and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to move. So I get up from my desk and I walk down the stairs, or I walk outside, or I'll walk down and get the mail. I need to move. I also set a timer on my computer that every 90 minutes I need to move, and I will jump around, or I'll turn a song on Apple Music and I'll play it for 3 minutes and I'll just do like dance around like a silly fool. I don't care. It's movement, and I have to move my body for at least a whole song or just step away from the computer for at least 10 minutes. The next one, what are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5. I'm sorry. This is legitimately happening right now. And I'm totally not editing any of this. So, when you are not well, when you don't feel well, listen to your body. Just tune in and listen. There's times when my body is like, girl, today is not the day. Just respect that. Honor it. Listen to what's going on. There are days for the last couple months that I have been having more migraines than I've been having in 10 years. I have been experiencing extreme stress, and just tuning in and respecting that, giving myself some more time instead of saying, suck it up, buttercup, you need to deal with this, and just honoring it, spending more time away from the computer or meditating or exercising or just laying on the ground with my eyes closed, just respecting what is going on. I have been experiencing a lot of stress. My mom has pancreatic cancer, and it's very touch and go sometimes. We don't know how it's gonna happen or unfold. You know, she's really good spirits right now, but you know, every day is a blessing, and it's been very stressful. I don't know what's gonna happen, but you know, every day we just kind of hope and pray, and I pray to Mother Earth and take a deep breath and go from there. But I internal a lot of things, and it's been giving me a lot of stress. And a lot of my coaches are saying, you know, that's a blockage. You need to let it go, let it go, let it go. And the whole changing of the seasons here in the Eastern Hemisphere is fall, and fall is about releasing things that no longer serve us. And, you know, I'm trying to release this stress and just honoring what my body's telling me. And that comes up to the next one, is asking for help. We need to ask for help when things are going on. And that's what I did. I talked to my family doctor and be like, yo, bro, I got some headaches. I don't know what's going on. So we talked about my journaling, my meditation. We talked about, you know, my migraine medication. Is it working? Is it not working? You know, we did a little modification to it. And he's like, see how that goes. You know, if, you know, we increase it just the least little bit. And he goes, see if that helps you sleep. You know, I think your sleeping patterns are off. We looked at my Apple Watch data and he's like, you are not sleeping. And I was like, I feel like I'm sleeping. He's like, look at the data. You are just completely like an alligator twisting and turning in bed and just not getting quality sleep. We need to fix that. Modern technology is just mind-blowing. And just when I was looking at that data, and I was like, wow, I, the data girl that I am, I'm like analyzing it. I'm like, yeah, we need to sleep at night in order for our bodies to heal. That's the whole point. Like, if we are not getting quality sleep, you're not going to have a quality day. We sleep at night, our whole body goes into shutdown mode in order for our cells to express, regenerate, heal. And if it doesn't have that quality sleep, it doesn't do what it needs to do. And my body wasn't doing what it needs to do. So I'm waking up, I'm feeling exhausted, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm grouchy, because my body didn't have time to heal. Woo, that's a lot, right? So yeah, it just comes down to the basics, just listening and tuning into your body. So I actually went to the next slide of my notes here. Just a few other tips and tricks I wanted to talk about is it is never too late to work on your health. I know a lot of people are like, well, you know, October is, you know, Halloween season and, you know, it's all about candy. Yay, candy. No. Girl, you can start now. And they're like, well, next month is Thanksgiving and it's all about turkey and then it's Christmas and then the New Year's. I'll start in the new year. No, girl, you're going to start now. Start now. Today is a great day. Today, it's not even noon. It is 11:05 here Saturday. I am doing this podcast Saturday. And you know, it is 11:05 in the morning. You can do it now. You can start today at noon. So today is a great day to start working on your health. Download an app. Start charting your food. Drink more water. Do some movement. Walk around the block. Take your floof for a walk. If you don't have a dog, take your neighbor's dog for a walk. Like, take an imaginary dog for a walk, whatever. Start moving. Oh, what else I have here? Oh, let me tell you about some vitamin D stuff. We as Americans, and I know that there are many people who are from Europe who listen to this, so love you so much. You are my idols. We as Americans don't get enough of vitamin D. Vitamin D is sunlight. We don't. I have been very blessed in my new office to have a beautiful 16-foot window, which now brings in some more vitamin D. Thank you, George. You are a blessing and I love you so much. George is my husband who put this beautiful window here. But we need more vitamin D. I actually take a vitamin D supplement because when I had my blood work, going back to my yearly physical, it said I was significantly low in vitamin D, which all relates back to energy, feeling well, feeling healthy. If that was significantly low, I'm not getting enough of sunshine. And I'm like, how can that be? I'm a cyclist. I bike phenomenal amounts of miles and I'm always outside. How can I have low vitamin D? My body was just not absorbing it correctly. So once again, get your physical, get some panel blood work done, learn about your body. Here's one of my favorites. This does cost a little bit of money, I'm not going to lie. Get a good pair of sneakers. You know what? I learned this from I call him my sneaker doctor. My sneaker doctor says you should buy sneakers every 6 months. I usually tell my husband this. I'm like, honey, I need new sneakers every 6 months. But I don't buy them every 6 months. If you buy a good pair of sneakers, not because they're pretty, and I fall into this trap. I'm like, ooh, those are pretty. I'll buy those. No, you need to buy sneakers that fit for your feet, that fit for your joints, because all that stuff is interconnected. Good sneakers will help your alignment for your knees, hips, and back. I have fallen into many traps before because I'm like, ooh, these are cute little sneaks. Yeah, they're CrossFit. They're very flat and they look cute. And I sound like a platypus when I walk in them because they just slap on the floor. But yeah, not very good for my hips, my knees, my back. Terrible, terrible shoes. So then I found out that buying a better quality sneaker is better for my hips, knees, and back. Totally important. Go to a good sneaker store, get fitted, and see what works best for your body. Oh, we already talked about sleep. We talked about water. We talked about wellness. You know what? Everything comes down to what works best for you. This was a lot of information in 16 minutes and 12 seconds. But you know what? If you take away one thing from this podcast today, it's about taking control of your health and wellness. Yes, I gave you a lot of little tips and tricks. It's not telling you that you should eat more avocados and not eat meat. It's not like that. That's not the type of nutrition advice that I give you. I give you things that are important to quality of life. If you want to know true things about nutrition and meal plans, honey, go to a registered dietitian. I am not an RD. I don't want to go to school to be an RD. I have a doctor of nutrition that I work with who gives me meal plans, who tells me what I can eat, who knows that my body does not process carbs very well, who works with my allergist, who works with my family doctor to figure out what is best for my body. Yes, my body is a very complicated machine. We need to figure out what's best for our body. And my last tip of the day is look at your insurance. Yes, your insurance, because most people don't even spend a lick of time looking at the benefits of your insurance plan. I am the queen of insurance. I love to look at all the little clauses of insurance because I know with my insurance, I have 6 free nutrition plans. I have when George goes to the gym, I don't actually go into a physical gym anymore because I have all my equipment here. But if you go to 120 visits to a gym, we get $150 back. I also know that they pay for bike helmets. They pay for other things. And my insurance plan is going to be very different from yours. Look into the health benefits of your insurance. There are amazing, beautiful things in there. There's like smoking cessation plans. There is weight loss offering plans. There is coupons in my plan. It is beautiful. Many people don't take advantage of the benefits of their insurance. They just think insurance is so expensive and I hate paying for it. Yeah, it's expensive, but you know what? They don't even utilize 3/4 of the benefits of your insurance. And oh, it makes me so mad because I'm like, wow, this insurance plan is so expensive. So utilize it. Understand what kind of benefits that you get out of it. And girl, if you need any questions, comments, concerns, flip that insurance card over, call that number and say, send me some information about my insurance plan. What kind of benefits do I have? Oh, I digress. So I hope this all makes sense. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. This topic is something that I'm very passionate about because it's always a journey for me. It's always something that I'm learning and growing because it's something that I need to learn for me. And if you need help, ask. If you want to learn more about nutrition, ask. And One last thing, my coaching offers. I know you're probably sick of hearing this, but I have 3 things going on right now. My beautiful sisterhood, my inner circle of goddess babes. If you're looking for a group of women who work on personal growth, this is the group for you. If you want a 5-week kick it up Kickstarter program to make 2021 the best so far, this is one-on-one coaching with me. This is what you should do. I love the Mindset Spark Academy. This is amazing. It's a mental fitness academy because we're working on your mindset. I love it. And the last thing, this I just created this week. On October 21st, it is a Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I am running a workshop, masterclass, a beautiful opportunity for you to work on confidence. This course, class, masterclass, or whatever you want to call it, is called Confidence Kickstart. I love this. This is something that I created when I first started coaching. It was called Confidence Kickstart. And this is Confidence Kickstart Plus because now I'm doing it live. So you get a packet. I think it's like 28 pages. You get an audio. You get a live teaching with me. It's in a private Facebook group. It is me teaching all about mindset work, confidence. It is limiting beliefs. Girl, it's a whole thing. Come join me. I will put that link below. This is the first time that I'm doing it live because this used to be one of my offshoot by it self-help programs, but now I am doing it live because my clients have been asking me for this. They're like, this program's good. I like the audio, but I really wish you would teach it live. I'm like, boom, you got it. What you ask for is what you get from me. And they're like, oh, this is perfect because just to have your personality blended onto this program, perfect. So this is what you got. The sisterhood, the inner circle of goddess babes who work on personal growth, the Mindset Spark Mental Fitness Academy, the 5-week personal coaching program to kick it up for the last, 40, 60 days of the year, and my Confidence Kickstart Masterclass, October 21st. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the 3 things that I'm offering this month for you. I hope you enjoy all this stuff. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, always reach out to me. Come visit me on Instagram at the.coach.jenny. I will also have that in the show notes below. Once again, I thank Frey Skincare for always sponsoring me and keeping my skin so amazing. And Clean Athlete, I love you as well because you know what? It is my supplement company that keeps me nourished and my supplements. Clean keeps me with all my supplements. Love Frey and Clean. You guys are the best. And if you need any coaching help, reach out. I'm always here to help you. Have a beautiful weekend and a week ahead, and I will talk to you on the next podcast. Bye.